Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring in super friend of the show and a member of the Browns Radio Network. He is John Greco. Hello, how are you?
Guys, how we doing?
Doing well, man.
I don't know, man. Just frustrated. You watched that game yesterday, and you tell me, John, because you live it, you understood it, and you've been there for the play calling. To me, it was just so – it was schizophrenic, and there's no other way. Like, so aggressive on fourth down early on in the game. So aggressive on fourth down all the time. But right before the half, I felt like they were like, ooh, let's just get a field goal. Punch it in the end zone. And then at the end of the game with a buck 30, Kevin's talking about setting up for the Hail Mary. I'm like, what team thinks that way? Help me.
It's frustrating, obviously, for us, for fans, for the players, the coaches, because, you know, really everyone in that building today, as they're watching this tape, the thought going through everyone's head is, what could I have done better? And you know, that's the unfortunate thing when you come off a loss. And, I mean, God, we talked about putting up 40-plus points, having a clean turnover sheet, and still losing. I mean, that's frustrating. As far as the play calling, I thought early on, and really most of the game, everything, you know, was kind of led me to believe that they were being cautious of being without Jedrick Wills, having a third-string tackle in there, and then when Jack Conklin goes down, all of the play calling was like, they're getting creative, they're getting the ball out of Baker's hands, it's allowing guys to catch the ball and run. It is aggressive, you're talking about the fourth down play calling. There were a lot of screens, misdirections, a lot of creative ways to get the ball out without just having seven-step drops and risking Baker getting hit and, you know, really not handicapping the situation, but being smart about the situation with losing some offensive linemen. So they were aggressive while keeping all of that in mind. So as the game played out, and we're talking about this last drive, and that they couldn't throw the ball downfield, or they were reluctant to throw the ball downfield over 20 yards or whatever it was, maybe that came back into play, and that call sheet was shrunken because of the fact that they were without, you know, some pass protectors and worried about that. You know, I don't know. I'm searching for answers just like you guys are today, and every Browns fan is today. So I don't know, but it was concerning that at some point this Browns offense, when they get off schedule and off script, and they are asked to throw the ball downfield and get chunk yardage just by dropping back, protecting, getting open, and completing the ball downfield, they're just not able to do that right now, and I think that's concerning.
You know as well as anybody about confidence in players. Do you think Kevin's confidence in Baker isn't as strong as maybe it should be? Or maybe it is where it belongs?
You know, I don't know. And like I said, I'm trying to, you know, examine everything as best I can, and I'm not in there. I don't know what, and the guys that I talk to, of course, you know, they're giving me the no longer the teammate answers. I'm getting the politically correct answers. So it's tough for me to read through it. I still think that they have all the confidence in the world in Baker. And I think, you know, I hate to go back to the Minnesota game, but there were some bad throws. There were some connections that should have been made that weren't. And then we all talked about the shoulder issue this week. And obviously that, you know, there was more concern that needed to be on that with that shoulder. But I don't know. Was it the fact that Jedrick Wills was out and they lost Jack Conklin? Maybe that comes into play. Maybe, you know, Kevin Stefanski's not trying to risk having Baker take a hit that's going to potentially sideline him for an extended period of time. I don't know. That's the only thing I can come up with, because, you know, we all know that Baker has shown the ability to make those throws. But unfortunately for us at this point, the offense hasn't had that signature closing drive against a high caliber team like the Chargers, the Chiefs. We're just not seeing that right now. We're seeing them execute at a high level when they're running Kevin Stefanski's script. It's a balanced game. They're running the ball. They're throwing screens. They're throwing the play actions. They're throwing the short, quick passes, getting to the ball into the playmaker's hands. They're able to do that, but when they're kind of off schedule and having to just make a play when it matters, when it counts, I'm just not seeing it. And I don't know if it's lack of trust, lack of whatever. I don't think it is, but for whatever reason, we're just not seeing that right now.
Our buddy John Greco joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, we'll flip to the other side of the ball. I mean, the Browns defense gave up 493 yards and a whole bunch of points on top of that. I mean, is it just injury piling up that's causing this to be the case, or is there something there that we need to keep an eye on?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think these last 2 weeks, the last two wins, you know, we tend to, as fans, we tend to overreact. So I get it. I was talking yesterday in the morning about how, hey, this is the chemistry's there. They're gelling quicker than we had hoped and had imagined. And this defense is here. And, you know, the fact of the matter is when you score that many points and have that many yards and not turn the ball over, you should win the game. And you know, you give up that many yards, that many points. It's almost like a basketball game. It came down to whoever has the last possession. And I think it is concerning because let's call it what it is. We have talent on the defensive side of the ball, but your best productivity is your availability. And right now, guys are hurt. Guys aren't out there. They're not able to produce. And the backups, the supporting players, the guys that are asked to come in and make plays when the premier starters aren't out there, aren't getting the job done. So, you know, is it something that they have to change up their scheme based on their personnel available? I don't know. I'm not in those defensive coaching rooms, but you know, when they're fully healthy, this Browns defense is able to mix up the blitz, mix up the linebacker dogs, get pressure with the front four and let the talented secondary go to work. Well, when they're not operating like that, what do they have to do? Do they have to shift that. They have to shift that focus and scheme. So I think it's a little bit of both. It's concerning that when they're not fully healthy, you're seeing what's happening. Because obviously when everybody was healthy, it was working for those 2 weeks. We were singing praises of Joe Woods. When you know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about, this guy, you know, maybe he's not the answer. And then all of a sudden we're crowning him and his defense is on its way up. And now here we are again. So I just need to see more consistency one way or another.
All right. Can you define holding for an offensive lineman? Because I would love to hear it from somebody who actually played offensive line in the NFL. But I'm telling you, John, the thing that bothered me the most on that 4th-and-4 play, and again, officiating is not why they lost the game yesterday. I'll be the first to tell you that. You can't give up that many points and expect to win a game. But everyone wants to talk about what happened at the end of the play with the phantom pass interference call. To me, watching Tack McKinley get held and then stopped by another player who's holding onto his face mask, that's the egregious part of the play to me that really bothered me. And I saw it, and CBS never replayed it. We saw it this morning again, and you only got to see it once. So explain holding to me and how holding works in the NFL in this new world we have.
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the whatever clause or rule book, I would think it's defined if you're grabbing hold of someone's jersey and they make a football move to try to make a play and you impede them from doing so, that's holding. Now, from an offensive line standpoint and perspective, there is no holding. I mean, we're holding on every play. It's just, do you prevent a guy from being able to do his job and preventing him from, you know, trying to make a play? I don't know. I know I'm kind of talking all over the place and that didn't make sense, but that play in particular that you're talking about, it's just, look, these referees have a lot on their plate, and I know we don't want to hear that because there were so many calls in my career that were made that I was like, oh, come on, that you're blind, and so many calls that were missed. you know, you look at the J.C. Tretter call where the guy's got his hand in his throat. I mean, it's like, why wasn't that called? You know, so you're right. Officiating didn't lose us the game, but it sure as heck didn't help. And there were a lot of things, and I don't know how we police this and what the, you know, we can argue about it till we're blue in the face and complain
right.
every week. But the fact of the matter is, it's not going to change. We live, unfortunately, these games, we live and die by these calls. The games are won and lost by officiating, and that's just the nature of the business. I don't know what else there is to say about it.
Here's just between us, I'm just curious. Did you ever say anything to a ref after a bad call?
Absolutely. You try to have conversations with them. And you know which crew. One of the meetings early in the week, team meetings, the head coach always introduces the officiating crew. And then we love analytics, so they're going to show what percentages of calls are made, which is what are they high in, what are they low in. You know, you get a crew and you say, hey, look, this crew is high on personal foul call. So let's be on our best behaviors. Don't get anything. Don't get chippy because they're going to be quick to throw the flag. This crew is high number in offensive holdings, defensive pass interference, and they have all of the analytics and data. So it's made well aware going into each week what the crew is looking like. And then obviously you talk to these guys mid, you know, pregame, and you talk to them throughout the game. And if you get a holding call, you know, not 8 times out of 10, it's warranted. And you're like, yeah, I guess I was kind of holding that guy. But, you know, the fact of the matter is some are missed and some you get away with. So it's human error. It's human judgment. It's the game is so fast. It's happening so fast. These guys have to make a split-second decision. And obviously some of the penalties that you can't review and they can't be overturned and all that, they're going to happen and we have to live with them. But, yeah, you do have conversations with them a lot, at least I did, because you want to know what they're looking for.
John, what are you doing if you're playing guard in a game where tackles are just dropping out left and right and you got two backup tackles sitting there? What are you doing to help those guys, and what does that do to your offense?
It's tough. I mean, you know, I've been in that situation, and there's no time to think. You just have to try to continue, because that's what the week of preparation is all about. The backups get limited reps, you know, with the starters throughout the week. Now, maybe if a guy's banged up, they're trying to get more reps. The team is trying to prepare for that in case. But those guys, their reps that they get throughout the week are scout team reps. So they have to use that and have it translate over to actual game situations, because nobody has time. Nobody feels bad for those guys. There's no, well, you know, this guy didn't have enough reps during the practice week. Nobody cares. You're supposed to get your job done and be prepared any way you can. So that's one thing. Now, getting back to your question, when a new guy comes in, you know, are you going to have the best chemistry with him as compared to the guy you start with, you know, all the other reps? No, but you just have to work on the fly. You have to try to up your level of communication. Don't assume the guy knows what you're going to be doing or what the call is. Over-communicate and just try to do your job. Don't try to do his job. Try to do your job at the best you can, and just have the trust that the guy filling in is going to be capable of doing his job too.
John Greco, as always, thank you very much. We got to talk food next week. We haven't talked food in a while.
We haven't. We need a win, and we can get back to the more important things than that game day food.
What was the food? I mean, it was a dinner game for you yesterday too. What was it?
It was. I'm trying to get back to Sunday pasta dinners with my family. I got 3 young kids, and I'm trying to introduce them to meatballs and pasta and doing the whole Sunday family meal. So that's what I did.
And by the way, today's Joel Batonio's birthday. Is that what you said? I thought somebody said today's birthday, or somebody on the offensive line. I thought it was Joel. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. If it is, we'll look it up. Make sure you tell him happy birthday.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Today is Joel Batonio's birthday, so make sure you text him.
I got your back on that one. Just making sure.
I will text him.
You don't want to lose a friend over forgetting his birthday. I just want you to.
Well, I didn't congratulate him on his 100th career start, and if I would have missed his birthday on follow-up day, that would have been really bad.
You're done. Goodbye, John. Thanks,
we're here
man.
For. We have you once a week to give you your weekly calendar. By the way, dentist on Thursday.
All right.
See you, brother. John Greco, former Browns offensive lineman and a part of the Browns Radio Network that you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.